News and local information, WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla. It's time now for high school football on WCDO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lull.
Well, good afternoon, everyone. Nate Lull and Skylar Thompson with you here on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. A beautiful day for high school football from Delaware Academy here in Delhi, as it's Delhi coming off that fantastic win. We'll talk a lot about it today, last week against Tioga. Today, they take on Spencer Vanette and Kander here. So, want to welcome everybody into the Butler Auto Kickoff Show. Of course, it's presented by Butler Auto Sales. They feature the area's biggest selection of pre-owned vehicles on Route 7, Riverside in Sydney. And at Butler Auto Sales, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Everyone at Butler Auto Sales wishes the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best in today's game. Sky, a beautiful day to be here at Delaware Academy. We love coming here, especially in the fall.
Yeah, we were just talking about it before we got on air, Nate. We got the perfect day for this. Sun is out, and we got a beautiful view of the mountains right behind us.
Yeah, love coming over here. The colors this time of year are perfect. So if you're somewhere in the area and you're thinking, hey, I'm bored today, pop over to Delaware Academy. This is going to be a great football game. The sun is shining. You can sit on the side hill here and take in a great game. So we'll pause here on the Butler Auto pregame show. We'll come back. We'll break down this matchup and talk about something a little bit different outside the box that we're doing today with Craig Stevens. So we'll take a break and be right back on CDO.
For over 20 years, Butler Auto Sales in Sydney has been the area's premier used auto dealer. From compact cars to heavy-duty trucks, we have one of the biggest selections around, plus guaranteed credit approval. Check out the entire inventory and apply for credit online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. At Butler Auto Sales, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Butler Auto Sales, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. See the inventory and apply for credit online at butlerautosales.com. That's butlerautosales.com.
Don't just rake leaves this fall. Rake in the savings at SFCU.
We have an awesome share certificate special for fall. Right now, earn 4.25% APY with a $500 minimum balance, or 4.5% APY with a $100,000 minimum balance.
And the best part? You pick your term, either 4 months or 12 months, your choice.
But these great rates are for a limited time, so act now and lock in your high-yield share certificate rate today.
Stop by any SFCU branch or go to sfcuonline.org. Federally insured by NCUA. SFCU, banking easier.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back. Nate Lull, Skylar Thompson with you here on the Butler Auto pregame show. High school football, some Saturday action today as Delhi hosts Spencer Vanette and Kander. Now, I want to tell you, we're going to be taking a few breaks during today's game because our very own Craig Stevens is over at the Gavin's Customer Appreciation Extravaganza, which is happening on Division Street in Sydney over at Gavin's Pizzeria. They've shut down Division and Grand Streets. You want to go over there today, they got the fire truck for the kids, they got the ambulance. Gavin's doing all sorts of different specials on slices and tacos, and a lot of this, too, is to benefit the Sydney Booster Club. So you can head down there today, try out some different stuff. Mike Gavin is going to be in the dunk tank, so that's going to be a lot of fun. You can go over and dunk Mike, so we'll be checking in with Craig from time to time here as well. So we're going to pause for the national anthem, and we'll be right back. It's Delhi and Spencer Vanette and Kander here on WCDO.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Morabito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Morabito team today by visiting morabito.com/careers. Morabito, where people make energy different.
Your friends at Jerry's Inn, 18 West Main Street, Bainbridge, proudly support local high school sports and wish all local teams the best of luck this season. Jerry's Inn is now open Tuesday through Sunday for lunch and dinner with an additional specialty menu on Sundays. Jerry's Inn is a great place for family dining and to check out the local high school sports wall of fame. Come and enjoy that iconic Jerry's atmosphere with a delicious, diverse menu. Jerry's Inn, 18 West Main Street, Bainbridge. We look forward to serving you soon.
At NBT Bank, we're focused on what matters, and it's earned us a spot as one of Forbes' world's best banks. We ranked high in overall satisfaction, along with customer service, reliability, and digital banking tools. So whether you need personal or business solutions, financial advice, or the latest mobile banking technology, you can be sure with NBT, you don't just have a great team, you have one of the best. Visit nbtbank.com to learn more. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
And welcome back, everybody, again live at Delaware Academy today. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Skylar Thompson here on the Butler Auto Pregame Show. Thanks to anyone listening on WCDOsports.com as well, our web stream brought to you, as always, by SFCU. Also, the game audio archive. We record these, put them in the archive so you can go back and listen anytime. Delhi is in the home uniforms today. They got the maroon tops with the white trim, the gray pants, and the white helmet with the maroon stripe. Spencer Van Ettenkander, the white tops, the black pants with that purple trim and the purple helmet there today. Set to be a good one. We've had this one circled since the schedule came out. We thought it could potentially be a fun matchup here between these two, so looking forward to it. But boy, if you're Delhi, you're coming in riding a high of highs here, Sky, after that big win last week on the road at Tioga.
Yeah, we were talking about that one last week when we were on the air in a final of 41-34. First loss for Tioga, and how long do we think it was?
Boy, you know, I meant to look that up this week. I feel bad that I didn't, but, you know, they've won three straight state titles. We were kind of estimating on the air that they hadn't lost to a Class D Section 4
right.
opponent in many, many years, potentially as many as 10 years.
It was just crazy to even think about something like that, you know, and but they go down, and we were talking before the year about the interesting finish to this season that we're going to see across all the classes, but D especially. Delaware Academy, obviously, they got a good spot here, you know, in their division, but that other division there with Deposit Hancock, BG, and Tioga, that'll be an interesting finish.
Yeah, we're planning to do Deposit Hancock at Bainbridge Guilford. That's next Friday night at 7 here on CDO. But yeah, you have those three teams in that division. And interestingly enough, I mean, BG suffering their first loss last night on the road at Whitney Point, which I think made a lot of people shake their heads a little bit. We know some certain BG players didn't play, maybe some injury bugs going through there. So now you're at the time of the year where injuries start to come into play. You know, maybe somebody is missing a game or two here and there, and it really matters for sure.
Yeah, we saw a couple of the guys go down in the Sydney game that we covered, and, you know, some of their linemen, you don't know, different things like that. But Spencer Van Ettenkander, they coming off a win last week as well against Harpersville Afton. So curious to see how this matchup goes.
Yeah, set to be a fun matchup here today. Again, we'll be checking in with Craig Stevens, who's at the Gavin's event today, several times throughout our broadcast. So doing a little bit of double duty. And Mike is such a great supporter of everything we do here at WCDO Sports that we wanted to make sure that we could do both when he asked us to do that event, especially since it's benefiting the Sydney Booster Club. And Mike's just a community guy, wants to do everything he can. And he said, hey, I'm going to try to shut the streets down for a few hours, dunk tank. He's got all sorts of different stuff going on there today, state police, fire department. So stop over there today if you're in the Sydney area.
I'd recommend doing the dunk take a little bit, you know, earlier in the year, summertime, a cool, windy day like this. That could get a little brutal, but
we talked to Craig right before we went on here. He said, Mike's just coming out in his swim trunks right now. I said, oh, boy,
oh,
that's dedication right there. So we are set to go, and this will be Delhi kicking off to the Eagles of Spencer Van Ettenkander. They will be going left to right. And now that I kind of look at it, that helmet's a little more black than purple, maybe the purple trim on there for SVEC. And Delhi will be kicking off. Again, I'm curious, Sky, you have a big win like that. How do you not have a letdown here today if you're the Bulldogs?
Well, it's funny, you know, we'll relate it back to the college game, right? Alabama-Georgia, right?
Right.
You know, Alabama has a huge win against Georgia, their rival, in a phenomenal game with a phenomenal finish, and then loses to Vanderbilt the following week, you know. It's sometimes hard to get yourself back up after a big game, big win like that. But, you know, we'll see what happens as the game goes on.
Lucas Nealis kicking off here for DA, fielded by the Eagles. They'll bring it out to the 25, cutting back to about the 30. So a quick 10-yard run back there by Colby Foster. And that's where we'll get our first look at the Eagles offense today. Again, a beautiful day here at Delaware Academy. Thank you to everybody here for setting us up, as always. Also to DTC, Delhi Telephone Company. They're one of our longtime sponsors, and they always make sure we have everything tech-wise that we need here in the dog pound, as they call it, and the press box. All right, going to be a first and 10 here for Spencer Vanette and Kander going left to right at their own 30-yard line. Delhi defense settling in, getting our first look at them, and going to be a quarterback keeper nowhere to go here for Christopher Merrick for Spencer Vanette and Kander, and he's brought down.
Interesting formation there for Spencer Vanette and Kander. They had two guys out wide, but three backs in the backfield with a quarterback under center. I haven't seen them play yet this year, so curious to see if that's their typical offense or what they look to do here.
Yeah, Cowles with a good push off the line there for Delhi as well as Connor McVitie. And so this front four here, trying to get some penetration early, as that was a loss of three on the play. So a second down and about 12 to go here for Spencer Vanette and Kander. Merrick will look to hand it off here for the Eagles. Again, they try to run it up the gut, but nowhere to go, just a pile of maroon and gray. And a third and long coming up here for the Eagles on their first drive of the day, with about a minute gone here in this first quarter, and we're scoreless. And again, this Delhi team, I think a little deceiving, you know, maybe in the state rankings early in the year. They were 2-2. They had a couple of losses there, but they've had a tough schedule as well. So it's certainly not like they've dropped any games that I think were kind of, you know, cupcakes on the schedule or anything like that. It's just they like to go out and challenge themselves. So here is a third and long for the Eagles. They'll try to run off the right side and nowhere to go. And breaking through was Cameron Thompson to make the tackle there. And a fourth down and about 11 to go here for the Eagles. And this defense looks strong so far for the Bulldogs today.
Yeah, any hangover, if you will, from last week against Tioga is not showing up here in the first defensive possession for the Bulldogs, Nate. They're getting some great penetration into that backfield. I like what I see out of them here early on.
So the Eagles going to punt this away. And standing back to our right is the always dangerous Lucas Nealis. He's standing at about the 35-yard line. Punt here for the Eagles. Doesn't get very far, about up to midfield. Does take a good bounce for them, but this is going to be great field position for the Bulldogs, starting at about their own 42, going right to left. With 9:55 to go first quarter, we are scoreless. All right, so the Bulldogs will get the first look at their offense here. And one of the new sheriffs in town, Zach Cornell, going to be leading the offense here today for the Bulldogs. And this is an offense that can do it on the ground. They can do it through the air. And I've just been so impressed with Delhi the last few years. They graduate somebody. You think, how are they going to find a way to replace them? And they always do. So here is Cornell, number 11, under center. He's got a wide receiver split to the left. One man in motion going right to left. A pitch here for the Bulldogs. They'll try to cut it back, but great defense here by the Eagles coming up to make the stop as Ian Johnson had nowhere to go.
And you mentioned the graduating player, and they always seem to fill it in. It's a team with a lot of history and a very good history here in this area. You know, the battles against Walton throughout the years and everything, and it's just a team that it always seems to be able to bounce back from anyone that they do lose.
We always bring it up when they play Walton, but that rivalry goes back, you know, into the late 1890s. So, I mean, these are two towns that played a lot of football against each other up on the hill. Nice run here for Delhi on a second down and 10. They're going to pick up about 8 yards and get to midfield. We'll see who the ball carrier is. We were a little shielded on this side. Looks like Adam Cook got the carry, broke through that first level. And third manageable here at midfield, going right to left, about a third and two for DA. 9 minutes to go, first quarter. We are scoreless here between the Bulldogs and the Eagles. Thanks for joining us today as well on WCDOsports.com, brought to you by SFCU. One wide receiver split to the left, one to the right. Two runners in the backfield. They'll look to hand it off and pick up the first down here. They do, crashing into Eagles territory to the 45 before he's roped down. Another nice run there by Ian Johnson, and they'll move the sticks here for the Bulldogs after kind of a second and long there that looked precarious, but they get to move the sticks. Both teams taking their time here on offense, kind of feeling each other out. 8.5 to go first quarter. And the Bulldogs getting the play from the sideline, and they'll look to bring it in. Again, one wide receiver to the right, one to the left. And Cornell under center, drops back, wants to hand off again here on first down. They're going to pick up a good 6 or 7 yards running up that left side of the line again here for Ian Johnson. Boy, and they're getting some good holes there just to kind of break into the second level so far for DA. 8 minutes to go, first quarter. We're scoreless.
Yeah, they're getting consistent yardages except for that first play where they got stopped basically at the line of scrimmage. They're picking up that 4 to 6-ish, 7 yards of play.
So a second down and 5 coming up here for the Bulldogs. They go right back to the ground here. Adam Cook off the right side. And that's going to bring up 3rd and short as he picks up about 4 on the play. So a heavy dose of Johnson and Cook so far here today for the DA Bulldogs. Speaking of Walton, they picked up a nice win last night on the road over Susquehanna Valley. Had some stats from that game. Darren Wally, 36 carries for 302 yards and 6 touchdowns in that game.
Are you serious?
And they're still trying to confirm for me, but they think that might be the first time they've had a Walton running back go over 300 yards in many, many years. I wanted to find where I had that. They think it's probably since the 80s where they had a running back with 300-plus yards. So
300 yards?
Yeah, there was a lot of offense in that game last night. So first down in the meantime here for DA.
And 36 carries?
Yeah, I'll pull that back up here. But, yeah, 36 carries. 302 yards, 6 touchdowns. He was 2 for 2 on 2-point conversions. Walton had 507 total yards of offense, 477 on the ground.
Oh,
so
my God.
That's some ground and pound there from the Orange Crush. 6.5 to go here, first quarter. Now another first down, breaking into the second level for the Bulldogs. Ball's out, though. It's going to roll down to about the 5-yard line, and the Eagles are going to pick it back up. Delhi had a first down, and as he was going down, the ball popped out. And Johnny on the spot, the Eagles get it at their own 5.
Very lucky there because the ball almost went out of bounds before they, you know, recovered it, and that would have kept the ball for Delhi. But good job there. As you said, Johnny on the spot getting the ball back. So now the Eagles will take back over.
So the defense holds after Delhi was putting together a pretty nice drive, and that would have been a first down. But great job by the defender to just wrap him up, and the ball came out.
You know, by the way, I hesitate to talk too much about good things Walton's doing while we're sitting in a Delaware Academy.
Yeah, right. Let's got to remember where we are here. So 6.5 to go first quarter, and the Eagles will hand off to the right side. Good run for about 4 or 5 yards off that right side. Therefore, Logan Amin. 6:15 to go first quarter. Fast-moving first quarter. Both these teams running the ball. No passes attempted so far.
I'm assuming you had him starting in your fantasy league, though, just to finish up that topic.
Oh, sure, yeah, my Delaware County Fantasy Football League. So here are the Spencer Vidette and Kander Eagles trying to get some real estate out of their own end as they go left to right after the fumble recovery. A pitch to the far side here for Foster. He's going to get the first down and more. Foster's on his horse to the 40, 45 before he's tackled out of bounds there. And the Eagles with a big gain, and now they have some real estate up near midfield.
Nice play there. First time we've seen a run from to the outside for the Eagles here, Nate. They got a nice block downfield, and good job getting outside and picking up a decent yardage here to give them a little bit of room because they were backed up near the end zone when they recovered the fumble.
Yeah, they were in kind of dangerous territory down near the 5-ish yard line. Now plenty of room to work with as they had some speed on the edge there, and they pick up a big chunk of yards. 5:45 to go, first quarter. Scoreless here today on CDO. Glad to have you along. Another run up the middle, and Delhi shuts it down this time, as that was Bronson Thompson in there, as well as Ian Johnson on the tackle. So going to be second down, and maybe a loss of 1 on that play. So 2nd and 11 coming up here for Spencer Vidette and Kander. Again, we will be checking in with Craig from time to time, probably somewhere near the end of the first quarter. As we get early into the second, we'll see how things are going over there at Gavin's Pizza in Sydney today. Second down here for Spencer Vidette and Kander. Looking to get some real estate. They go back to Foster on the left side. Tries to cut it back to the inside. Looks like briefly he had a hole, but he gets swallowed up there. So 3rd down at about 9 coming up here on the Eagles 45 as they go left to right.
You know, I was just curious. I was thinking about it. Spencer Vidette is one of the furthest schools, I think, from here. I looked it up to see how far it is. 2 hours and 5 minutes from here to their school.
Yeah, when you have these, you know, the Western teams versus the Eastern teams, always long, long trips. And that plays into it. Those bus legs.
Oh, absolutely.
How do you get off the bus on these long trips? A pitch here on 3rd down. They go back to the right side and again cutting it back towards the middle. Good pickup here, but this will be 4th down at midfield and about 4th and 2 or 3. Probably about 3 here. Looks like it's going to be 4 down territory here for Spencer Vidette and Kander.
Yeah, this is one of those positions where you know, you haven't picked up a whole lot, you know, running through the middle. We're kind of in midfield. Do we want to give Delhi potentially a short field, or do we want to try and pin him deep? You know, because if we don't get it here, you know, we give them decent field position. So this is a tough one, but they're lined up to go for it.
4 minutes to go, first quarter, scoreless. Eagles going for it on fourth down. And here's the snap, a pitch back to Foster. Left side, he's going to be very close, spinning forward. Ball's out, it looks like. Delhi claiming they have it. It's on the far side. And yes, a fumble there on fourth down. He's going to give it back to the Bulldogs as that ball came up. That was going to be a really close spot there, I think.
I think what happened was as he was reaching the ball forward to get that little bit extra to pick up the first down, I think that's when the ball was hit. And it would have been short anyway, but I think Delhi did recover. So their ball here on about the 47, 48-yard line.
Yeah, we're going to take a 30-second break. We're scoreless here from Delhi. 3:50 to go first quarter. We'll be right back on CDO.
It's a great, beautiful, sunny day in downtown Sydney. I'm Craig Stevens on WCDO as we are at Gavin's exciting customer appreciation day and Sydney Booster Club benefit. There's so much going on. This line to knock Mike Gavin down the dunk tank is getting longer and longer. And there's a little girl right now trying to. How old is she? 4 years old? Do you want to knock Mike into the water? I don't think she knows if she hits that button, he goes in the water. She shook her head no. She didn't want to see Mike down in the water. Mike Gavin is in the dunk tank, courtesy of Unadilla Fire Department, and they donated it today for this event because all the money here for the dunk tank is going to go to the Sydney Booster Club. So you can be guaranteed I'll be winding up like Tom Seaver and knocking him in there. He's got his swimsuit on and everything. Now, right next to them are all the balloons, the candy, the face painters, and they're all in front of Macho's Tacos here on Grand Street, and, of course, Gavin's Pizzeria and Gavin's Grinders on Division Street, and just a lot of activity. Sydney Police Department, they are fingerprinting kids right now, and everybody is just having a great time. Gavin has not hit the water yet, but we're going to... Oh! It came close. There's a little, I think, 2- or 3-year-old hit it, but it didn't hit it hard enough. So we're going to wait and see. He's lucky the sun is shining today. But anyway, it's hard to concentrate when you want to see Gavin get dunked into the water. The other thing you need to know today is that there are specials all day and night. So it's not like, when they say the dunk tank is over with, that doesn't matter. There's going to be the $2 cheese pizza special, the $2.50 tacos at Macho's Tacos, and a buck off any of the 14 subs available at Gavin's Grinders. And there's going to be live music later. There's going to be all kinds of fun continuing today during the Gavin's Customer Appreciation Day. So come on down, be part of it, whether it's today or tonight on WCDO.
Curtis Lumber, your local full-service home center and lumber yard, has just what you're looking for. Builders, contractors, and do-it-yourselfers rely on Curtis Lumber for expert advice and premium brands priced right, including Anderson Windows, Owens Corning Roofing, and DeWalt Tools. Plus, Curtis Lumber offers daily delivery service. Stop in and see the friendly pros at Curtis Lumber on Main Street in Sydney and Hale Street in Norwich for all your project needs.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
Welcome back to high school football here live in Delhi. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Skylar Thompson. After our break there from Craig Stevens, Delhi moving the ball well. They go to the left side here as they are down deep in Eagles territory. Spencer Vanette and Kander is a visiting team today. And this will be a second down and about 8 to go. They're inside the 15 at about the 13-yard line here. They've thrown a pass here on this drive and another nice couple of runs to really get them in good position after picking it up around midfield there.
Yeah, it's funny. As we were hearing the update from Craig, he had a reaction there live, and as that happened, the pass was complete. It was perfect timing.
Yeah, Craig was talking about Gavin getting dunked at the same time Rocco Schnabel was coming down with a nice catch there at tight end. Delhi wants to throw. Cornell runs to the outside, going for that far corner of the end zone, and it's just a little bit too far out of play. He was looking for Schnabel on that right side. With 1:15 to go in the first quarter, we are scoreless here between Delhi and Spencer Vanette and Kander. Third down and about 7 to go here for the Bulldogs. We'll hear from Craig again in just a little bit, probably sometime around halftime or so. But Craig's over there enjoying himself today at that Gavin's customer appreciation event, as well as all the funds today helping out Sydney Booster Club. So here are the Bulldogs.
How long does that event go for again today?
I'm going to double check because it started this morning. A run to the outside here for DA down to the 5-yard line. Going to be fourth down. He's a little short here. That was Cook on the run, but definitely four down territory.
So they pick up the first down, but end goal to go.
So they did get it.
Yes,
all right, they
did,
do get
they
the
did
first
just
down.
Get it.
Yeah, I believe the customer appreciation day going till the early afternoon to mid-afternoon time. I know that they were going to open the street back up, but still have some of those specials there. So,
okay.
Yeah, go over, see Mike at the Dunk Tank, and grab some specials on tacos and slices today.
Yeah, he probably doesn't want to be potentially getting dunked all day today.
Yeah.
It's already not too warm.
First down, goal to goal here, but we got a whistle right as the ball was snapped. And this one is going to go against the Eagles, it looks like. With 43 seconds to go here on a beautiful day from Delaware Academy, we are scoreless here between Delhi and Spencer Vanette and Kander. Clock's going to restart here. Cornell comes in from the sideline, so this is going to be first down, and they need about 2 yards to punch it in for the opening score of the day. Delhi in a good spot. Had a nice drive going on their first opportunity of the day, but a fumble down deep in Spencer Vanette and Kander territory, gave it back to the Eagles, but this time they cash it in. A handoff here to Ian Johnson to the right side. He puts it in for six. With 24 seconds to go in the first quarter, touchdown for Delhi.
Nice drive there by Delhi. We saw a little bit of different offense than we did that first possession there. They threw the ball once, well, twice. They completed once. Got a big gain there, and a couple different things they did there in offense. The hole's still opening up for them, though. The offense looking good so far.
Looks like Delhi will try to kick the extra point here with 24 seconds to go in the first quarter. Nealis is on to kick the lefty. The snap is good. Here's the kick from Nealis. It's got plenty underneath it. It's up and good. So a 7-0 lead for Delhi over visiting Spencer Vanette and Kander with 24 seconds to go here in the first quarter. We'll be right back on WCDO.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Did you know Sydney Tire is a full-service, one-stop car care center? For wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front-end repair, oil changes, New York State inspections, as well as expert tire service, Sydney Tire does it all. So join your neighbors and friends and become a satisfied customer for all of your auto service and tire needs at Sydney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sydney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire and Auto Service Center.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Welcome back. A 7-0 lead here for the Delhi Bulldogs over visiting Spencer Vanette and Kander with 24 seconds to go here in the first quarter. It was about a 2-yard touchdown run there by Ian Johnson and the extra point from Lucas Nealis. So the Bulldogs will kick it back off. Good deep boot here from Nealis is going to go all the way back into the end zone. And that's going to be not returnable today here for Spencer Vanette and Kander. We don't see that very often.
No, that went over his head, landed on the 3-yard line, and then just bounced in the end. That was a kick right there.
You know, I think you'll appreciate this. I just posted a new interview on my podcast last night with Ryan Packard.
I was listening to that on the way over here.
And, you know, you forget, as I was doing my research for that, everyone knows him as a big baseball player, but what a good kicker he was for Oneonta. Has almost all the school records there.
Yeah, I was listening to that on the way over here, and Oneonta to hear is not long enough. I didn't drive slow enough to hear the whole podcast. But, yeah, interesting, you know, how he went so he was such a good kicker and then, you know, really focused on the pitching aspect.
Yeah, so you can finish it on the way back today. But, yeah, I really enjoyed listening kind of how he decided to make his choices for college because he had a preferred walk-on spot to kick at Boston College. So he had a leg for sure. But I think it worked out just fine for him baseball-wise. A run for the Eagles up the middle here to the 25. Good for about 4 yards, and that's probably going to do it here for the first quarter. Entertaining, a fumble on each side, and Delhi did cash it in late in the quarter for a 7-0 lead. Second quarter coming up here from DA. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's are proud supporters of high school sports on WCDL, and McDonald's is hiring for all shifts. The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's offer flexible hours and will work around school schedule. Apply online at mcstate.com and select the Sydney or Norwich McDonald's, or stop in and ask for an application from one of our managers. McDonald's of Sydney and Norwich is an equal opportunity employer.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
All right, start of the second quarter here on a beautiful fall day here at Delaware Academy. And Sky, you might head over the hill after the game, or across town, I should say, to SUNY Delhi to watch one of your former basketball players who plays soccer over there. It's a beautiful day to go do that.
It's a nice day. I'm over here and got to go harassing.
Yeah.
pick on certain individuals.
We have really been lucky that a lot of our local athletes have made their way over to SUNY Delhi, so you can go over there and almost watch any sport and see a local out there. So I'm jealous I can't go with you later. As SUNY Delhi men's soccer, very strong the last couple of years here. So start of the second quarter, and a 7-0 lead here for Delhi over Spencer Van Etten Kander. And so this is going to be a third down coming up here.
Delhi with, again, nice pressure up the middle there to not allow Spencer Van Etten to run the ball up the middle.
So switching ends of the field here for the start of the second quarter. Spencer Van Etten Kander now going right to left. The white tops, the black pants, the black and purple helmet. And Delhi in the maroon tops with the white helmet and the gray pants here today. Waiting for the snap here for the Eagles on a third down and about eight to go. They're going to pass to the far side. Nowhere to go, though. They find Foster. It's complete, but Delhi sniffed that one out. And a fourth down coming up here for the Eagles, deep in their own end at about their own 20-yard line. So a fourth down coming up here, it looks like, for the Eagles.
And this is the last year of the grass, is that correct?
I believe the turf. We can ask some of the experts here in the box, but yeah, imagine some of, you know, BG looking at putting the turf in possibly by next year. Unitigo's is now complete.
It's officially?
Yeah, they're looking to play a soccer game there on Monday.
Get it in and get going.
Get
right?
going. They've been itching to get on it, and it looks great. They just had to finish up the track, and they're looking to play football on it next Friday, I believe.
Wow.
So hoping to get over there this week and at least see it. And, of course, we'd like to do a broadcast there to just kind of say, hey, first turf field game here at Unitigo. Very cool. And so the Eagles looking to punt it away here at their own 5-yard line. Here's the snap. It's high. They just get it off on a nice punt up to midfield. Takes a bounce and unfortunately goes the wrong way here for the Eagles. They'll down it at about the 46-yard line. That's where Delhi will take over with a 7-0 lead early here in the second quarter. Good punt, just took the wrong bounce there for Spencer Van Etten Kander.
Yeah, and it took a high bounce too, so it was hard to catch there for them. And speaking of first games on the field, I always remember when I was still in high school, Johnson City, where we do a lot of games now, I played the very first game on that field.
Wow, that's a beautiful facility there.
That was a great facility.
Always happy that they have the nice heated press box by the time of the year we get down there.
Yes.
For those cold, you know, sectional, semifinal, and final type of game. So here is Delhi. Cornell under center, a 7-0 lead. They go left to right. They have it at midfield. Hand off back to Ian Johnson. Breaks a tackle into the second level. Johnson dragged down at the 30 after about a 20-yard pickup here for DA. Again, they're finding more success here once they get into the second level between Johnson and Cook.
Yeah, they are, and they're finding success going a little wider than they were to start the game with their runs.
So first down coming up here for the Bulldogs at the Eagles 30, going left to right. Again, they got deep in Eagles territory on the first drive of the day, fumbled it, came back, punched it in on the second one. Here's our third trip into Eagles territory today. They'll hand it right back off. Johnson hits the hole left side, driving his way forward for about 3 yards on the play here for DA. Second down at about 7 coming up here for the Bulldogs. Eagles trying to just kind of settle in here on defense, look for another stop, give their offense another chance.
And this is a Delhi offense, like we said, put up 41 against Tioga, so we know they have a lot of explosive ability.
Yeah, they've put up several big scores so far this year. Here's a handoff to Cook, a little trickery, back to the right side. Cook gets upended at the 20, down to the 18. Going to be close to a first down here. He got it. So move the chains here for DA once again.
And so far we've seen it mostly just exclusively on the ground. We've only seen 2 pass plays. One gets completed, the other one just outside of the end zone. But mostly ground and pound for this offense so far.
And you kind of have the two-headed monster here of Johnson and Cook. And what's nice is you can use a guy like Rocco Schnabel as a tight end. We saw him earlier catch a pass, but he's such a big guy, too. He can block and just give you some more room to run. No room to run this time as Delhi tries to go to the right side. Nowhere to go, and Devin Amin is right there to bring down the running back here for DA. So a loss of 1 on the play.
I believe Rocco plays basketball as well, right?
Yeah, and this Delhi boys team, of course, going to be very, very good again. Rocco, a big piece of that this year. Ivan Richardson, another guy on this team. Lucas Nealis. If you want to watch probably one of the best boys teams in the area for basketball here in our coverage area this year, make sure that you come watch Delhi. A little miscommunication there. Cornell threw it over the middle. It was almost picked off by Colby Foster there. And just really no Bulldogs were anywhere in the area of that pass.
No, they weren't. There must have, as you said, a miscommunication of some sort. Or I didn't see anyone slipping a route, so it must have not heard the play or something happened, because that was kind of floating in the middle there. They're lucky that it wasn't caught just out of the stretch of the diving defender for the Eagles.
Yeah, Foster laid out for that one. Might have got a fingertip on it, but I think maybe he was even surprised that ball was coming across the middle. Going to be a third down and long here for the Bulldogs. Can the Eagles' defense hold strong? With 8:50 to go in the second quarter, it's Delhi 7, Spencer Vanette and Kander nothing. Cornell here on a third down. He's got a man in motion. A little sweep. They're going to run it to the left side and nowhere to go. Eagles sniff this one out. Foster to the outside as well as Vanderpool to bring him down. And fourth down coming here for the Bulldogs.
Yeah, fourth down about 12 or 13. Nate, what do you do here?
Knowing the Bulldogs here, I think they'll roll the dice, maybe try to find Schnabel somewhere over the middle.
I want to see the extra point or the field goal.
After
the long kickoff right there.
We don't get to see him very often, do we?
I don't think we will here, but I'd like to see it.
Going to go for it on fourth down here. I'm just interested. We knew they were going to go. Is it going to be a run or a pass? Going to try to run to the right side. Can they get enough blocking? They get around the corner, but nowhere to go. Ball's on the turf, and again, the Eagles come up with it at the 15, so they get the stop. They would have gotten it anyways. But a great job there by Spencer Vanette and Kander to hold strong, keep this a 7-0 game. Delhi on top with 8 minutes to go in the second quarter. So the Eagles will get it back. I think the next time we'll go and hear from Craig Stevens. Let's wait till halftime. During our Marabito Energy Products halftime report, we'll get a recap of the scoring here, and then we'll hear from Craig, who's at the Gavin's Customer Appreciation Day. So we'll do that during halftime here from DA.
I'll tell you, I'd struggle down there. I'd eat so much food.
I know, $2 tacos, $2 pizza. I'm lucky I'm not working that today. Run to the outside here for the Eagles on first down after they pick up the fumble. Good running. Kind of got something out of nothing there as they run to the outside to about the 22-yard line here. That was Logan Amin again. So a second down and probably about 6 to go here. He got more than I thought he did, even on that far side.
Yeah, he did. That was a nice run to the outside. They're having some success running to the outside, Nate, here in the first half. Not quarter anymore.
Yeah, second quarter right now with just under 8 minutes to go in this second quarter. Here from Delaware Academy.
The game's moving a little quicker than I'm used to.
Yeah, we've had some games that have really, dragged is not the right word, but we've had a lot of timeouts, a lot of passing, I guess, in some of these games that we've done. Another run to the outside here for the Eagles, and they'll pick up about another 3 yards on the play.
We haven't seen that many penalties either.
No, this has been a clean game. And when these teams keep it on the ground, it tends to move quick.
There's not really ever a lull in the action.
Aha, there we go.
Haven't used it yet this year.
Third down here for Spencer Vidette and Kander. Again, going right to left. The white tops, the black pants, and the black and purple helmets. Third down, ball at about their own 19, going right to left. Trying to get up to the line here to get things rolling. Two wide receivers split out to the left, one to the right. Here on this crucial third down, waiting for the snap. Merrick fakes the handoff. He's going to take off on a QB keeper, flushed out of the pocket now, and ball's out. Lost control of it. Foster wisely comes back and falls on it here for Spencer Vanette and Kander. Otherwise, boy, Delhi might have had a chance for a scoop and score.
It looked like they were going to, but great play there by Spencer Van Etten, Kander, to just fall on that. That's what they had to do, because if he didn't, as you said, they could have easily scooped and scored that. There was no one in front of them.
Yeah, heads-up play there by Foster to come back and grab that. And now they'll have to punt again from about their own 10-yard line here. Kind of a side-winding punt went off the side of his foot, it looks like, out to about the 35-yard line. And Delhi's going to have great field position with 7 minutes to go in the second quarter and a 7-0 lead here for Delhi. All right, let's take a 30-second break. Again, Delhi leading 7-0. We'll be right back here on WCDO.
With cooler weather on the way, now is the time to think about getting your furnace and those air ducts cleaned for this year's heating season. Hi, this is Kirk Gardner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Clean of Sydney, and I wanted to take a moment to remind you about basic maintenance of your heating system at home. It is important to do this annually to prevent expensive repairs later on during the winter months. For all your heating, air duct cleaning, plumbing, and electrical work, give me a call at 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
A run on first down there for Delhi as they take back over. They pick up about 4 yards on a run by Ian Johnson. And so a second down and about six to go. Delhi going left to right. They're in Eagles territory at about the 29.
Yeah, if you're Delhi, you've got to be really happy where you're starting with. It's great field position to go. Punch us in and make it a two-possession game.
Back to Johnson. The handoff from Cornell. Again, flies up the middle. Good for a couple of yards. And a third down and about three, maybe even two to go here for the Bulldogs. Inside the 25 at the 24. Coming up on 6 minutes to go, second quarter. 7-0 game here from Delaware Academy. So we get really into the midway part of the high school football season already, and some key games coming up for all our Section 4 teams as they get into division play. Run cut back to the inside. We got a flag on the play as Adam Cook was very close to the first down, and the flag came out as he was being tackled. And we'll see what the whistle is for here as the officials get together. Cook, I think, with a pretty good chance at the first down, but it won't happen as we got a penalty here against DA.
Yep, they're going to get holding against the Bulldogs here. Back them up. Make this third down a little bit more challenging.
So instead of moving the chains, they'll back it up. And just when you think Delhi might be in a position to kind of take off and maybe make this a two-score game or bust out a big play, they've had a couple of crucial little mistakes like that.
And Spencer has been doing a great job of rebounding and not giving up that play after, you know, they like play like this. You know, they give up the first down, but there's a penalty, helps them out, and they don't break after that. They're doing a great job here early on.
Yeah, kudos to this Eagles defense. Just, you know, they've had short fields, and they've just held strong for the most part here this afternoon. And the defense being called on again. Cornell rolls out here on a third and long, throws over the middle, and tried to find Schnabel. But a little, again, miscommunication there. The pass wasn't quite in range. And a fourth down coming up here for DA.
And, you know, good pressure there by the Eagles defense. If he had any more time to get that pass off, probably would have been completed. He had to get rid of it a little quicker and sooner than he wanted to. And so great, great job by the Eagles defense.
Schnabel was kind of turned to his right and then had to turn back around to his left. Couldn't find where that ball was floating up above him. And so a fourth down here for Delhi at the Eagles 31. Bulldogs going left to right. This is about a fourth and eight. So can the Eagles hold again?
Yeah, another big fourth down here for Delhi.
In the shotgun, they want to throw. They got two wide receivers to the left, looking to throw over the middle, and it's just dumped off in time, and they're still going to be short. An amazing play by Cornell to dump that off for Ian Johnson as Ryan Huizenga was coming hard there for the Eagles to sack him, but they still come up short.
Yeah, he's lucky he got that away and saw him just at the last second, because that looked like it was just right from the blind side, was not looking that direction. Could have been a real big hit there.
Yeah, it looked like he was just inches away from getting sacked. With 5:20 to go here in this second quarter, Delhi 7, Spencer Vanette and Kander nothing. Eagles are scrappy on D, and they're giving themselves another chance late here in the quarter with the ball.
It's a guy who used to rush the passer. It's one of the worst feelings when you have a just great shot right at him. He gets rid of the ball just in time.
You made all that ground to get there and just couldn't quite get your hands on him. Eagles try to run up the middle again here. Looked like with Charlie Hilbert, and just, again, a wall of maroon and gray in there today. Delhi's been strong up front on the line.
We've seen two great defenses so far here today, Nate, and I'm very impressed by both. Delhi hasn't given up as much, but the Eagles have had that bend but don't break. It's been really great to see.
Yeah, it's been fun back-and-forth football here. Ball's been on the turf a couple of times, which is always exciting. Maybe not for them or the coaches, but for us it is.
For us up here it is.
4:45 to go in the second quarter. A handoff again here for the Eagles on a second down and 8. They break this one. They got a first down to the 40. Out of bounds at the 45. Move the sticks here for Spencer Vanette and Kander.
Didn't see how he broke that. It looked like they had him right there, but he broke free from the pack and picked up a nice game.
Yeah, Logan Amin again with another good run. And, you know, if you're Spencer Vanette and Kander, you got lots of time. You don't have to panic here. 4.5 minutes to go in the second quarter. Boy, if you go down and punch something in here, you're right back in this ball game. Delhi will get the ball to start the second half as well. That's something to keep in mind.
And I don't think either team has used a timeout yet either.
No, this has been a fast-moving first half. First down here for the Eagles. Little miscommunication on the snap. They're going to have to chase it back. Huge loss of yards here as they fall on it at the 29. The snap was high, and they had to chase it.
Actually, I think what happened there, Nate, was the guy in motion, the snap hit him, which is why it went away from the quarterback. Because the guy came in motion from, they're lined up the right to left, and he kind of stopped sort of right behind the center, and I think that's what happened.
So a big loss on the play, and this is going to be second down in a country mile here. About 4 minutes to go in the second quarter. It's Delhi 7, Spencer Vanette and Kander nothing.
Yeah, you're looking at second and 25.
Yeah, this is a second and long here after that great pickup, too. They were up near midfield, but that sent them in the wrong direction. See if they can get it back here with Foster. Cuts back to the 30, but he's brought down. So a third and long coming.
That was a great tackle, because if he didn't make that one, there was really not anyone else there. He could have broke a big one.
Yeah, Cameron Thompson coming in, grabbing the leg and wouldn't let go. So a third down, and about, as Sky said, third and 25 or so here for the Eagles. We have not seen them go through the air very much here today. Will they try it here on a third and long? One wide receiver split to the left, one to the right. And looks like we got a timeout taken here. With 3:17 to go in the second quarter, Eagles want to talk it over. It's Delhi 7, Spencer Vanette and Kander nothing. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, everybody. A timeout here on the field. So with 3:17 to go in the second quarter, it's Delhi 7 and Spencer Vanette and Kander nothing. We'll have our Mirabito Energy Products halftime report coming up in just a couple of minutes. We'll also hear from our general manager, Craig Stevens. He's over at the Gavin's Customer Appreciation Extravaganza today. You can celebrate with Gavin's and Macho's Tacos and Gavin's Grinders, his new sub shop there on Division and Grand Streets in Sydney. You can meet Pizza Man, Taco Guy, and Burrito Boy today.
You know, there's a couple times I've gone over there with you, and we've gone to Gavin's and gotten pizza, or I've had the tacos. I've been very happy every time I've gone there.
It's a great spot as the Eagles try a reverse here and nowhere to go as Adam Cook was able to break through the line and bring down Foster. If he got around the corner, he had some daylight, but nice job by the Delhi defense.
That was great. They tried a little trickery there. It was third and a country mile, like you like to say, so they tried to do something to pick it up there, but couldn't make it happen. And, you know, back to the Gavin thing, I don't know if it's because, you know, he's just so nice overall, or I'm just with a local celebrity like yourself in the Sydney area.
He's that nice to everybody.
Yes, he is.
And he knows everybody that comes through the door. It's amazing. A punt here.
What a punt.
Boy, Delhi let that go. It's going to take a great bounce for the Eagles all the way down to the 18. Well done there.
That was a heck of a punt.
Heck of a punt there for Spencer Vanette and Kander. So this, I don't want to say it pins Delhi deep with 2.5 to go, I should say. 2:33 to go in the second quarter. But the field is much longer than they have had the last couple of times. They've started out near midfield several times today. And now Delhi is going to start this drive back on their own 18-yard line.
And, you know, the thing is, for your Delhi right now, you're thinking, we get the ball to start the second half. We have the ball right now at 2.5 left. I believe they still have all three of their timeouts, though. So if we can go down, score here, make it a two-possession game, then come out in the second half and go down, score, we can make it a three-possession game here in a really quick amount of time.
But they're going to have to get their way through the Eagles' defense, which has been very tough and stingy here in this first half. A run by Johnson to the outside. Good for about 5 yards out to the 25. And again, I think you said it perfectly, Sky. The Eagles have kind of embraced that bend but don't break mentality.
Yeah, and they really seem to get tougher the closer you get to the end zone. And I don't know what that is. The field, of course, shrinks and everything. But they really do. I've been very impressed by their defense so far. And they do a great job of the Delhi guys are getting to the second level, but they can't seem to get by. So they're getting to the ball carrier quickly, even when he breaks that first line.
And some good tackling, too, not letting anybody slip through. A run by Johnson to the left side here on second down. Going to be close to the first. Yeah, he got it. So out to the 30-yard line, they move the sticks.
And that's a great point, too, Nate, because once the running backs get to that second level, it's a lot of one-on-one tackling. Spencer has not let them get by anyone or make any moves or anything like that. And one-on-one tackling is really difficult to do at any level. So I've been very impressed by that, too.
And one of the longer runs that Delhi had, as they were making the tackle, they got the strip for the fumble.
Right.
So, yeah, just good fundamentals here for this Eagles team. Minute and a half to go, second quarter. Delhi content to hand it off again to the right side. And, again, good tackling here by Ryan Huizenga coming over there for Spencer Vanette and Kander. And he's been real active on the line here today. He was the guy that almost had that sack on the last drive there for Delhi.
And I'm looking at the clock here with a minute 10 left. You wonder when Delhi might consider start using some of those timeouts.
Yeah, second and six. The teams we've been covering the last few weeks did not leave any timeouts on the table. It feels like Delhi may be just content to kind of run this clock out here with this 7-0 lead. We'll see what Philly Newman wants to do. Get back to you. Cornell runs out to the side, has nowhere to go, has to throw it into the dirt. As again, good pressure coming there from the Eagles. It was Theo Muller-Steinhardt, number 46, coming over to put the pressure on it. And when Delhi has tried to throw, the pressure has been there from the Eagles' defense.
Yeah, they're definitely not giving a whole lot of time for the quarterback to set his feet, look downfield, anything like that. Like we talked about before, because we've seen this a couple times this year, it makes everything that much harder. Not just the throw from the quarterback, but the receivers, you know, in practice, you're timing everything, and, you know, I'm expecting to be able to get to my route, make the move, and all that stuff. They're not getting that.
Third down and about maybe six to go here for Delhi. Late in the second quarter, and a run there by Johnson. He's short, so it's going to be fourth down. Ball's at the 35, and a timeout's going to be taken here by the Eagles. They want to try to save some clock here with 37 seconds to go in the second quarter. It's Delhi 7, Spencer Vanette and Kander nothing. We'll be right back. A 30-second break on CDO.
Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla is accepting new customers. A visit to the pharmacy shouldn't be a hassle, and it shouldn't take an hour to wait for your prescription. That's why so many people in the Tri-Town area have already switched to Brown's Pharmacy. This is Patrice, and I'm proud to say that our knowledgeable staff is efficient, helpful, and patient-friendly. You're not just another insurance card to us. We are happy to consult with you and answer your questions. So make the switch to Brown's Pharmacy, Main Street in Unadilla. For more information, call us at 369-2131.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back. Delhi hosting Spencer Vinette and Kander football here today. A 7-0 lead for the Bulldogs. They, again, coming off that big win on the road last week at Tioga. And so far today, I wouldn't say they've, you know, had the big win hangover or anything like that. It's just been two good football teams slugging it out here today at DA.
Yeah, and you can see that with the way they're playing defense, having not given up any points, not really a whole lot of room or anything like that. But as you said, just two very good defenses going up against each other, and that's what we're seeing so far. And I'm curious to see how this half finishes right now, because Spencer still has one timeout on the board.
Fourth down here for Delhi. They're trying to convert. They're at their own 35 going left to right. They got him. Oh, there's the flag, yeah.
I think they just got Spencer to jump, and that'll give him a first down.
Oh, really? You think it was Spencer that jumped there?
Yep, it was.
Yeah, Delhi clapping it up here. Wow, I didn't see anybody flinch. I thought maybe they were going to get Delhi, as there was some movement on the line there. Wow, so a first down there, and so a tough break for the Eagles.
That's one way to pick up 5 yards and keep the ball here with their three timeouts with 37 seconds left before the half.
So Delhi now, ball at the 40. Bringing the play in from the sideline. Again, we'll have our Mirabito Energy Products halftime report coming up. Fast-moving first half here from Delaware Academy today. Most of our local teams played last night. Sydney and DH is today, though. And so it's one of the quieter Saturdays that we've had in a while on the local sports calendar. Handoff here on first down. Johnson's going to break into the second level. Brought down at the 45. A nice tackle on the outside to make sure he couldn't go anywhere there by Matthew Smith.
Yeah, he should have only got time for a gain of like five or so, but great job breaking that tackle, picking up a big gain here. Just what the Delhi offense needed after getting the ball on a fresh set of downs.
Yeah, well done. And looks like with 31 seconds to go here in this second quarter, we'll have a timeout on the field. We'll keep it right here this time. Delhi 7, Spencer Van Ettenkander nothing. And again, we'll hear from Craig Stevens during our halftime report. He's at the Gavin's Customer Appreciation Extravaganza today. Hop on down there for just a little bit longer. They'll have $2 pizza slices. Macho's Tacos will feature $2.50 tacos, and you can get a dollar off any sub at Gavin's Grinders. And a portion of the proceeds are going to go to the Sydney Booster Club. You can dine outside. They got the big tent. Enjoy the area's newest craft beer from Bittersweet Farm Brewery of Franklin. And Everything Bagelry is there. They have their samples of 16 varieties of locally handmade bagels.
Wow.
Got to give a shout-out to that new brewery, Bittersweet Farm Brewery. They came to my scholarship event, the fundraiser at Awestruck, and people were really raving about it. They
wow.
bring the bus and new brewery over there in Franklin, so check that out. 31 seconds to go here in the second quarter. Hand off to the left side out of the timeout. Cook is cooking over to that far side, down to the 36-yard line here for DA.
Good one.
Let him cook. If you're a Bills fan, you get it here. So this is going to be a second down and about one to go here for DA.
Timeout called by Delhi.
So we knew they weren't going to leave these timeouts unused.
Okay, well, there's no way.
So another timeout used here by the Bulldogs. We will step away this time for 30 seconds. 24 seconds to go, second quarter, Delhi 7. And the Eagles nothing here on CDO.
Hi, Mike Lang here from Sydney Auto Body. With the arrival of cold weather come slick roads and wandering deer. Unfortunately, those things cause accidents. And if you have an accident, I hope you will consider Sydney Auto Body. We have provided quality repair services on thousands of vehicles. We treat your vehicle like it's our own, and it doesn't leave our shop unless it meets my approval. Remember, after an accident, it's your choice when choosing an auto body repair shop. And I hope you'll give Sydney Auto Body the opportunity to help make things better. We're located on 21 Union Street in Sydney. Call 563-8200.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 at AM 1490, WCDO.
All right, DA takes the timeout. So each team has one timeout left here in this second quarter. Delhi leads 7-0. Late second quarter, 24 seconds left. Cornell throws over the middle. He's got Schnabel, who takes a hit, absorbs it, but stays on his feet and is brought down at about the 21. Boy, he took a shot, stayed on his feet. Pass is complete and moved the sticks.
He did, and the thing is, though, is I can tell you from playing, the coaches are going to be happy with the hit, but they're not going to be happy with the wrap, right? He just tried to run the guy over, but a guy as big as he is, that's hard to deal.
Yeah, Schnabel with a great catch over the middle. Nicely delivered ball there from Cornell. And Delhi takes that last time out here. 16 seconds left, Sky. Ball at the 24-yard line. And Delhi is in Eagles territory here. What's Spencer Van Etten-Kander going to do? They have had a great first half of finding a way to get a stop down here. Can they do it one more time?
Well, the mindset right now has got to be we can't give up 2 minute yards, of course. We can give up yards. We have to keep them in bounds. That's their last time out. Mm-hmm. So anything that keeps them in bounds keeps the clock running. So if possible, we'll give up the yards, but we have to keep them in bounds.
The Eagles still have one timeout left, and none now for Delhi.
I'll be curious to see what the Delhi offense's approach is, because they've been throwing the ball a little bit here, and of course the run is a little risky because it's harder to get out of bounds on that and stop the clock.
Ball's on the 24. Cornell wants to throw over the middle again, and this one is almost picked off. It's incomplete. They were looking for Schnabel. It got bounced up in the air, and they couldn't quite get to it. Rodney Vow was reaching for it, but just out of his outstretched hands.
I'll tell you right now, they're lucky again that that one wasn't picked off, because he had clear daylight right in front of him. The ball just kind of popped back up in the air, but just far enough behind the defender to make the play.
11 seconds left. Second quarter, Delhi 7, Spencer Van Etten-Kander nothing.
Do we possibly see a field goal here?
Boy, I don't know.
After this play?
You probably got time for one more play, and then we'll see. I would love that. It's been years since we've seen a field goal.
I know.
Even attempted.
You know what? We need to get a headset and call the plays down.
Trips to the right. Delhi wants to throw. They got a receiver. Almost picked off again as they were going for the end zone. Great defense by Spencer Van Etten-Kander. Kwiatkowski was right over there, looked like, and got his fingertips on it.
Then it looked like the Delhi receiver almost actually caught it after that, because it stayed up in the air.
Yeah, that was kind of hanging up there. And 6 seconds left, and Delhi gets the play from the sideline. This could be potentially it, a third down here for DA.
Spencer's got to be very happy with the way their defense has played. Their pass coverage has been good. Run defense has been good. Just right here, as you said, probably the last play of the half. Don't want to give up something here.
Again, three wide receivers to the right. Schnabel at tight end is lined up on the left side of the line. One running back in the backfield. Cornell wants to throw. Steps up in the pocket. 2 seconds left. He's going to have to heave it. Last play is knocked down in the end zone, and it's incomplete. Delhi had a chance at it. Got his hands on it. That was Lucas Nealis. He's shaken up on the play, and then it was knocked down to the grass.
What a play by the defense there. He looked wide open. Great, great, great recovery, because he was wide open. And all he could do, he didn't have enough time to get a hand on the ball, but he had enough time to hit the receiver.
So that's going to do it for the first half here from Delaware Academy. It's Delhi 7 and Spencer Van Etten-Kander nothing. It's time for the Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Marabito has been delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service for nearly 100 years. You can call Marabito at 607-563-HEAT and keep your family warm this winter. Again, a 7-0 score here at the break for Delhi. The 2-yard touchdown run by Ian Johnson in the first quarter, the difference so far with that extra point by Lucas Nealis. We'll take a break. Sky and I will be back in a few minutes, but in the meantime, we're going to hear again from Craig Stevens, who's hanging out today at the Gavin's Customer Appreciation Extravaganza in Sydney. So we'll hear from Craig. We'll get you set here for the start of the second half when we come back. Again, Delhi 7 and the Eagles of Spencer Van Etten-Kander nothing here on WCDO.
Good afternoon, Craig Stevens, live at Gavin's Pizzeria, Gavin's Grinders, and Macho's Tacos today during their customer appreciation event and Sydney Booster Club benefit. There's a lot happening down at Gavin's. The kids are all here. The face painters are busy. There's candy and balloons for the kids. And, of course, great deals at all three restaurants. We've got Pizza Girl is here. A Taco Guy and Burrito Boy are all here. And then we've got the Pizza Slice Head just walked by. We got a lot of people down here having fun at Gavin's. And a few other things that are happening. Number one, there's a brand new craft beer being made. Bittersweet Farm Brewery of Franklin has their beer bus here. It's a really cool bus. And they're serving right from there, so you can check out that. And Everything Bagelry is here with their numerous varieties of bagels for people to try. So you could try all different kinds. I've had